Well, Done With Debt is a consumer advocate firm specializing in debt relief strategies. I have asked Michael Pearson to join me to share his strategies and advice for people that want to end their debt permanently. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So talk to us about credit card and loan interest rates have skyrocketed. How does this affect most Americans? Because we're all dealing with this.
Well, that's a great question. It's tough because it affects all Americans here. One thing that we always notice is that we can't control the interest rate. So your debt keeps building faster and faster. It's getting bigger and bigger. And what was once a manageable situation is now unmanageable. And with inflation going crazy, with just groceries, gasoline, rents, all the basic necessities, at some point something has to break and you realize that you're not going to get out of this debt maybe in years, sometimes decades. So it's tough.
Yeah. So a lot of people look to either get a loan or declare bankruptcy, but that can actually make it worse. I struggle with insomnia, Michael. I don't know if you do, because I know a lot of people, you go to bed waking thinking about your debt, you wake up thinking about it, or whatever your problems are. What's your advice for someone struggling with debt in general?
Go to donewithdebt.com, answer 3 to 4 questions, get in contact with us before you even make your next payment to that credit card. Before you call the creditors yourself, give us a call. There is hope. We will help you. Simply go to donewithdebt.com, fill out a couple questions. We'll have one of our experts call you right away. It's free at no cost to you. We don't charge anything until we start settling your debts. So what do you have to lose?
There you go. Easy peasy. That's a complex financial term that I hope you understand. Go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com. Michael, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Good morning.
We decided at the beginning of the show everything is better this week because Dana's here.
Because Dana's here. My favorite part of that quote from Eric's lovely wife was that it, as reported by the New York Post, which is so, so valid. Like, you might as well be like, this story was reported by the Inquirer and we're taking it to the grave.
Exactly.
Speaking of stuff reported by the Inquirer, that might be in that safe. The stories the National Inquirer killed.
All the ones he killed. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
And when Eric is your spokesperson, you've done something terribly wrong in your planning.
I love in the Lincoln Project ad when they mention Eric, and they go, do you even care what Eric said? It's just, I don't know what to say about how good this week has been, and it's only Thursday still.
I mean, it has been blissful. AG and I were talking about it on the podcast yesterday. Yeah. Trump's walking around going, I'm innocent, but which one of you has the wire? I'm innocent, but which one of you is bugged?
Yes. Yes, Travis.
Oh, I was going to say that, something on the safe. Mick Mulvaney was on CNN this morning. Uh-huh. And he said that only 6 to 8 people know about that safe in Mar-a-Lago.
Oh. Yeah. Who could it be, Donald? Oh, my God. It's like a game of Clue. It's just getting...
It's like Mystery Date, but better.
This now he's going to be sad he wasn't there, Dana, because the Trump lawyer said she saw 10 to 15 FBI vehicles, including a Ryder truck. You know how he loves to pretend to drive the trucks.
Honk, honk.
I love trucks. I love big trucks. Do we have him doing that? I love big trucks, honk, honk. Doesn't he always pretend for photo ops to ride the...
You need to stop reaching for the wheel. Sir, you need to stop reaching for the wheel.
Okay. She spoke to Trump while the raid was underway, and he expressed shock about the FBI search.
Getting this massive job done right has required more than 1,500 pieces of heavy equipment, one of the largest cranes anywhere in the world. I look forward to seeing it. I love cranes. I love trucks of all types.
Not the Ryder trucks that the FBI took your illegal away in. Yes. This is, but you know, the fact that he expressed shock, Dana, this is what Mary Trump said yesterday, I think, is that this is the first time in his life he's been without protection of the office of the presidency, of the banks, of his father. I mean, he's shocked because of, why wouldn't he be? He's gotten away with everything his entire life.
But she's also said, and we need to follow it, he's going to, that list of inventory that he said he has, they're going to say they planted something. And they're already starting to say that. That's what he's alluding to in all of these. Well, no one was there. The lawyers weren't there. The FBI agents had full rein. It's coming. So we all need to be prepared that it's coming.
Yeah. I was saying, I was quoting Rachel Bitticoffer earlier, said, I think what we find at the end of the day is going to make our jaws drop. As much as nothing, you think nothing would surprise you about Donald Trump, what would be worth hiding and going to prison for 10 months?
It's got to be a very good question. Jim Jordan seems to think it's golf balls. That's what they took. Boxes of golf balls and a raincoat. I'm like, he doesn't have a raincoat. He doesn't know how to use a rain umbrella. So I'm sure that's not what's in the boxes, Jim.
Quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time, NetSuite.com/Miller.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Well, this is, but you know, we were just talking about the dangerous repercussions. This is how pathetic this party is. House Republicans have been plotting investigations of Biden and his family if they retake the majority, but those plans have been complicated by the actual crime committed by Donald Trump. If some Republicans expressed concern about the fallout among the conservative base, the base has lost its mind, said one senior House Republican. If Trump decides to call them to arms, I think he could get another January 6th. This is what we've been talking about all morning, Dana, that they are scared of Trump's base. This is how this party has become so pathetic. Eric Swalwell said it's very clear Republicans have recognized they can no longer win with votes, so they're leaning in to try to win elections with violence, and they're fomenting that violence right now. Jared Huffman was talking about if they retake the House, he said it will be a show on steroids. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. We have got to get out, and we've got to make sure that we get everyone out with us. The midterms are terrifying. We've got to keep the House.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I mean, this is not only has this been an extraordinary 2 weeks for Joe Biden and Democrats in terms of what they've gotten done. Republicans will do none of that. Will do nothing for you or your family or anything that they have already told you. It will be Benghazi. And I'm not kidding. I'm not joking about, they're saying we will, Sarah Palin said, Benghazi, we will do it, Benghazi and Hunter Biden. I mean, that's what they'll do. They'll investigate Merrick Garland and the January 6th committee and on.
I wouldn't be surprised if they reopen the investigation into Hillary's emails at this point.
Oh, no. They will. Absolutely. Yeah. Trump mentioned it in his statement. Yeah. Statement from the office of the 45th. What about Hillary's acid washed emails?
Acid washed.
It's my favorite. It's my favorite. I know. My favorite jeans and my favorite thing. Kevin in D.C., you're on with Dana. Hi, Kev.
Good morning, everybody, and good morning, finally, Dana.
Hi, Kevin, and Mr. Voice, dear.
Thank you, thank you. I wanted to mention, it's annoying that there is so many, besides Fox News and crap like that, that I see pundits on so-called normal channels talking about how the legal procedure, is going to bring out the lunatics, and it'll swing for Trump and blah, blah, blah. Well, except for the fact that you're still forgetting that as loud as they are, there's much, much more of us than them. So actually, it's going to make us triply terrified of that idiot and his people, which want to stop gay marriage and, you know, suppress my voting rights and do draconian, abortion laws and so on. We're going to come out too, and that's never left in the equation. And one nerd thing, if you allow me, I must say, you just talked about, which showed me just indeed how crazy women get with these things. You know, you were talking about, you know, the weight thing, how people that should be called, you know, plus size would. I will never forget how I didn't know who the actress on what's that movie with, I'm King of the World, what, Titanic?
Yes,
Kate Winslet.
Yeah.
I didn't know for weeks, because it was a slow build of a movie. I didn't know who they were talking about. I'd hear different things about, oh, it's so great that you know, plus size woman was getting a big part, blah, blah.
Yes, she sunk the Titanic because she is not a size zero like most Hollywood actresses. Yeah. She is probably a four, and that's obviously what sunk the Titanic. Okay, Dana.
Yes, dear.
We're just talking about body images. Okay. Can I just say, to our point, Matt Gaetz called to defund law enforcement capabilities of the DOJ after Trump's raid. He said they just want to storm the place like the East German Stasi. I love that the Nazis are all on their side, but they like to, you know.
Yeah.
He said, this is my opinion, the most defining moment of the Joe Biden presidency. He said, Biden was behind the raid, which, okay. He said, at the same time, they see that we're closing in on Hunter Biden. Oh, my God.
They were obsessed.
This is what they're
man.
Going to do, is Hunter Biden. If they retake the House, Dana, you're absolutely right. We have got to stop this by any means necessary.
Did Matt Gaetz try and Venmo Hunter Biden and he turned him down? I don't understand the obsession. Like, did he try and smuggle him across state lines to have sex with him? I don't understand the obsession.
And by the way, how, after they defund the DOJ and FBI, how are they going to arrest all their enemies when they retake power? Who's going to be doing that?
Oh, they're going to refund that. They'll refund everything if they actually get that. Yeah, no, they just want to defund it today, just for the next 90 days.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS, or play online via Facebook games.
Give me cut 20. Marjorie Sporkfoot on the same. This is their agenda, vengeance.
He walked into Washington not knowing who was good and bad, not knowing who his friends were and who his enemies were. But he knows now. He knows now, and so do all of us. And we are committed to the next 4 years of his presidency of taking out the enemies in Washington. These are the enemies within. They're the enemies of the American people. They're the enemies of our freedom, the enemies of our Constitution. And they know he's serious, and he's got the list, and it's going to happen.
He will be in a house, I think, Dana, and it will be a big house.
Oh, yeah.
But not the White House.
The big house, are you saying?
Uh-huh.
The big house.
Right, exactly.
I see. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Thank you. 22, please. Here we go. One last one, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Many Republican members are now unified, and we'll be taking back the House. And once we do, we're going to be going after and taking down this corrupt communist-style government, and we've got to do something to totally get the Department of Justice and the FBI because it's time. We can't tolerate this anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You mean the same FBI that is being headed by the Trump appointee? That FBI?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to be clear which FBI we were talking about.
Yes. When people tell you who they are, believe them, right? Yeah. They stood against every single thing Democrats have achieved in the last couple of weeks, right? You name it. No price gouging at the pump, trying to help inflation, all of it. Like everything we just got accomplished.
Taking credit for it, though. Everything that has climate change, every dollar that's going to help this planet, every Republican is going to go, look what we've done. You voted against it.
Yeah, we got to get out ahead of that. Not let them do that. Robert in Florida, you're on with the coach. How you doing?
Hey, coach, mama, everybody, gentlemen, other guys. Listen, I think I figured it out.
Okay.
Donald Trump gave himself away. You know why? He probably got caught up in a phone call trying to sell this stuff. He's like, listen, Mahmoud, I got the directions and I got the ingredients. And, you know, we were probably spy listening to other spies, and here he is calling in. So it's probably his own tape. He gave himself away.
Yeah,
they're just throwing that out there as an option.
Yeah,
he's dumb enough to do that.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, exactly. You were saying them for them saying, you know, they should make a statement.
Well, everyone's talking about the FBI needs to make a statement. Needs to make a statement. What the FBI or the Department of Justice can come forward and do is say, we do not comment on investigations.
Correct.
That has been our policy. You would not know about this investigation if it weren't for Donald Trump coming forward and talking about this investigation.
Right.
So it was on Donald to further reveal any information that he wants.
He can produce the warrant.
He
could produce the warrant.
Absolutely.
Of course,
can.
It's not exculpatory.
Right.
That's why he's remaining surreptitious, because it's not exculpatory.
I always pictured the duck when you do that. I never see Rudy Giuliani. It's always Duck Daffy.
It's Rudy Giuliani, who also has to testify. Did he testify? What happened? Did they give him a bus ticket?
Yeah. She Fonnie Willis was trying to get him down there on the Amtrak.
I pictured him with John Candy and Steve Martin on a, I don't know, railroad train.
You're going the wrong way.
Exactly.